A once outspoken member of the Minuteman movement is now on trial for her life. 43-year-old Shawna Ford is accused of murdering a 9-year-old girl and her father in a botched home invasion near the border in Arizona. Her supporters say she is being framed to discredit the border vigilante movement. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
Around 1 a.m. on May 30, 2009, intruders in camouflage outfits broke into the Flores home in the small Arizona town of Aravaca, southwest of Tucson. They shot 29-year-old Raul Jr. Flores in the head, killing him. Then they did the same to his 9-year-old daughter, Brisenia. They tried to kill Gina Gonzalez, Brisenia's mother and Jr.'s wife, but wounded, she managed to call 911.
911, where is your emergency?
Mom, somebody just came in and shot my daughter and my husband.
They shot them?
The killers left to look for another daughter, who, as it turned out, was away at a sleepover. Then they returned. Gonzalez fired back with a gun her husband kept for self-defense. The intruders left again. While she waited for Pima County Sheriff's deputies to arrive, Gonzalez described them.
There was a male and there was a shorter, fat woman.
Okay, now the woman, what did she look like? Was she a Hispanic female?
No, she was a white,
she
short
was white?
Woman.
Oh. And the male, was he also white?
Yes.
Okay.
And then a Mexican came in.
12 days later, police arrested Jason Bush at a hospital in Kingman, Arizona, where he was being treated for a gunshot wound. The following day, they arrested Aravaca resident Albert Gagiola and Shawna Ford. Ford was executive director of a group called Minutemen American Defense. When she was arrested, pictures show her as a short, chunky blonde. Now on trial, she sits in court in Tucson as a somewhat slimmed-down brunette. The two men will be tried later in the year, but prosecutors say it was Ford who organized the crime. They say Ford thought Flores was a drug dealer who had guns, drugs, and money which could be used to finance Minutemen efforts. The killers found no drugs and little money. Leaders of the now fractured Minutemen movement have disowned her, but a few years ago, Ford was an enthusiastic voice. Shawna Ford appeared on TV a number of times, including this interview at a Minutemen camp on the border, which she claimed was a dangerous place.
Yes, I carry a gun all the time. Right here. Right there. Always. I feel very secure.
Before her notoriety as a Minuteman, Shawna Ford had a checkered past. Busted for burglary, theft, and prostitution as a teen, jobs as a hairdresser, aircraft worker. She even ran for city council in Everett, Washington. Ford's defense against the murders is simple. She was not at the Flores home. Here's her lawyer, Eric Larson, in his opening statement. The state will present to you absolutely no witnesses who will put her in that home, Larson says. No fingerprints, no DNA, nothing. But the prosecution has been slowly building its case, with witnesses who say she discussed the plan with her accomplices and friends, and incriminating text messages afterward. Prosecutors say Ford had Gina Gonzalez's stolen jewelry in her possession. Jason Bush has already confessed to the murders and implicated both Ford and Gagiola. If she's convicted, Shawna Ford could receive the death penalty. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
More coming up from All Things Considered.